Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Is it ever right for one person to rebuke another publicly? If a public official has lied, stolen, committed adultery, and otherwise misused his office, is it ever permissible for those who are responsible to issue public criticism? Please think of Paul's encounter with a sorcerer on the Isle of Paphos. Paul was teaching Sergius Paulus, a deputy of the country, when the false teacher, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, did all within his power to prevent Paul from leading the deputy to Christ. Then Saul, who is also named Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Acts 13, 6-11. Some of the Jewish leaders at Jerusalem brought serious charges against Stephen. Acts 6, 9-15. Stephen answered their charges and showed them to be trumped-up charges. At the conclusion of Stephen's speech, he delivered some of the most searing criticisms of the Jews to be found anywhere in God's book. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Holy One, of whom you have now been the betrayers and murderers. Acts 7:51 and 52. Stephen's public rebuke of the Jewish leaders brought about the death of this great man of God. Acts 7:58 through 60. Perhaps it is in order to rebuke publicly a New Age guru like Gene Houston, or Shirley MacLaine, or J.Z. Knight, or even religious leaders who persecute the church of the Lord. But what about rebuking a brother in Christ or a fellow preacher? Would God ever approve of our doing that, regardless of the circumstances? My friends, I fully understand the Lord's prerogative in rebuking Peter. He said, Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me. For you understand not the things which be of God, but those that be of men. Matthew 16:23. But I am not speaking of Christ rebuking his own apostles, but of one apostle or one Christian publicly rebuking another. Will you give heed to what Paul wrote of his encounter with Peter at Antioch of Syria? But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. Galatians 2:11. Was that a Christian act on Paul's part? You know it was, or the Holy Spirit would not have permitted the incident to be recorded without some alteration. Peter needed the public rebuke for his behavior. Verse 15 says he acted the hypocrite. Unrepentant hypocrites deserve public rebuke. Paul withstood Peter to the face. That word withstood literally means to stand against. In the King James Version, the word is usually rendered resist. For example, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. When the Apostle Paul visited with the elders and apostles in Jerusalem, he stood on equal footing with them. At Antioch, he stood on higher moral ground than did the Apostle Peter. And why did Paul withstand or stand against Peter? Because he was to be blamed. The Greek word rendered blamed is an interesting one. It means to know against or to find fault with. Paul found fault, serious fault, with Peter's behavior. We thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.